And at 25 to 11, let's see what's happening on the pace. Brittany Graham, good morning.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yes, another big weekend of harness racing done and dusted. And as I've mentioned a few times, we are really building towards the Victorian Carnival. Victoria Cup is not too far away at all. But in the meantime, it was yet another big weekend of harness racing here in New South Wales. We had two meetings on Saturday night, of course, at headquarters, Tabcorp Park, Menangle. They had eight races, but there was a big 10-race card out of Newcastle on Saturday. And one man who had a really good night at the office was Michael Formosa. He trained and drove a double, and he joins us online now. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Brittany.
A good night at the office there on Saturday night with a double and a long price double as well. Monduli Heaven and Double Delight Brigade paying $13 and $51 respectively. So maybe not expected, but still a win's a win and they both performed really well.
Yeah, they both had a bit of luck. They've been going good, just sort of racing without luck lately. They've just taken a little bit of time to find their spot in this new rating system. But they had the right runs and they got the cash.
Firstly, Monduli Heaven, a horse that you've had for his whole career by Rock and Roll Heaven, and really has a great strike rate as well. 22 starts now for 6 wins and a further 9 minors. So has very rarely been out of the money for his owners. Being by Rock and Roll Heaven, they can sometimes be a little bit hard to deal with, but he looks like he's been pretty consistent right throughout his career.
Yeah, he is a nice little horse. We had a lot of trouble getting him paced early in his career, and once he had a couple of preps and a good spell, he at late 3-year-old, he just put it all together, and he's been really consistent ever since then. He did cut his leg just on nearly 2 years ago, and he had nearly a year and a half on the sideline. So, yeah, he's had 5 runs back this preparation for a couple of wins and a third and a fourth. So, yeah, no, he's a real nice horse, and hopefully he'll get to Menangle sooner or later.
Yeah, speaking of the rating system, obviously he's a rating 66 now. So that's starting to get up there a little bit, still on a loose enough mark. But is Menangle, I guess, a plan now once you're getting up into those higher grades? That's sort of where you have to look.
Yeah, definitely. And he's a good little sit sprint horse, and he's got speed, so I think he's definitely going to get a chance down there, and yeah, hopefully that style of racing suits him.
Your second winner was Double Delight Brigade there on Saturday night, and she's a mare who's always shown her fair share of ability. Her last win before Saturday night came on Newcastle Mile Night. I was there that night, and she was super. She's since had a break, and she's come back and maybe taken a little while to hit her straps, as evidenced by her starting price there on Saturday night at $51. But she was able to get across early, took the trail, and then was too good.
Yeah, well, she was another one sort of badly affected by the rating system. We bought her from New Zealand, and I think first 8 or 9 starts, she was never out of a place. So when the rating system changed, she was sort of quite highly assessed at the time. And in saying that, she had no luck either most of the runs this time in. But, yeah, she had the luck on Saturday night, and she's actually, I've taken her to Sydney to Shane Sanderson to do some racing down there for a month because we're going away on holiday. So interesting to see how she handles the racing down there now.
Lovely. Where are you off to?
Italy and Malta.
Oh, beautiful.
Very much.
That'll be very enjoyable, no doubt about that. As you've mentioned a few times, we've discussed the rating system and it is still working itself out, but for these horses that are super consistent, picking up points for second and third, well, for second, it does make it a little bit tricky. So how are your team sitting in terms of the rating system? Obviously, we've been told we have to take our time and let it sort itself out, but from your perspective, how's it going?
Look, I think with any new system, I think it's actually a good system. It's going to take time. There's a few little twerks I think have to be adjusted, especially for non-winners or horses having their first start. Most of my horses had really good form going into the changeover, so they were probably a little bit harshly affected. Sort of I understand the system, but some of the owners took a bit of explaining to why their horses weren't winning or running places, and until they get their head around it, it'll be a lot better for everyone. But I think the system will probably work. It just needs time and probably a few more tweaks. But the main things, I don't think any system will work if the programming don't suit. So I think once they get on top of that, it'll be good.
No doubt. We'll keep a close eye on how it all proceeds. Speaking of Newcastle on Saturday night, unfortunately, there was a bit of a fall there. And from what I can hear, I think most people have come out of that relatively unscathed. You weren't a part of that race, but you had a bit of a bust up earlier this year as well, and you ended up with a few fractured ribs, I believe. So recovery has gone okay after that?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a little bit of lower back pain since then, which I'm getting treatment for. So hopefully this time away from the races, relaxing, will get on top of that. But, yeah, definitely not fun to have falls, especially when, you know, the people and they get hurt. So, yeah, hopefully everyone comes out of that fall the other night okay.
Fingers crossed. Speaking of, I guess, away from the racetrack, a bit of a excitement coming up for your family, of course, Ultimate Art. He retired a few months ago now. He was such a fantastic racehorse for the family, only a relatively cheap buy. He went on to win over $600,000, and he's standing his first season at stud. So no doubt that's very, very exciting for all involved.
Yeah, definitely. We got 9 in foal to him last year, so they're all due up the coming month, so that's going to be quite exciting. We've got about another 8 or 10 booked in for him so far, so yeah, hopefully, you know, progresses over to the stallion ranks with ease and throws a few nice foals. And actually got your father to thank partly for having the horse, because I remember quite clearly you and your father were staying here when I was in Bathurst for the Gold Crown, and we were got offered a lot of money for him, and we were umming and ahhing whether to sell him, and your father told my wife Kirsty, you've got a good horse, keep it. So yeah, that's what we've done. So part of that, thanks your father for that, Brittany.
Yeah, no doubt. I quite vaguely remember that as well. And then he went out, of course, and won the Bathurst Gold Crown, and just went on and was such a fantastic horse across so many seasons. He went here, there and everywhere. He won a heat of the Inter-Dominion, contested an Inter-Dominion final. It is tricky for these colonial stallions to get a break, I guess, in the stallion ranks now with so much quality coming from North America all around. So it is really about them trying to get a fair go, and obviously dependent on quality of mares and the likes of that is how they perform in the breeding barn. But he was such an impressive looking horse. He was strong. He had it all, really, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he had a great nature and great gait, and he raced, you know, he's sound from 2 to 9. He never had a lame day in his life. So look, he's not going to get, you know, a lot of numbers or a lot of quality. So you know, if he does produce things that can get to the races and win, you know, that'll be, you know, a bonus.
Very good. Well, fingers crossed. Very much looking forward to seeing his first foals on the ground over the next month or so. Enjoy your time away. Congratulations on a super night on Saturday, and we'll see you back in a month or so.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Brittany.
No worries at all. Michael Formosa there off the back of a double on Saturday night at Newcastle, and he's off on a well-deserved break now. In terms of a few other bits and pieces of harness racing news, of course, to many people's surprise, on Friday, Bling It On popped up in the trial nominations for Craig Cross, and he goes around in a trial in the not-too-distant future as well today at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, 11 o'clock. So in about a quarter of an hour's time, we see the surprise return of Bling It On. Of course, he himself has been standing at stud. They just started jogging him to keep his mind on the job, make sure that he was looking after himself, and all of a sudden he's come along in leaps and bounds. So the Millionaire Pacer, he's back at the trials and very much looking forward to seeing how he returns. The Harness Racing New South Wales Awards are this Saturday night, so still tickets available for that. Lumineer, we saw him return to the racetrack last Wednesday at Terang. He's come through that race really, really well. Of course, we remember him taking out the APG 2-year-old final at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. He's had a lot of time off the scene, but he is back. So another comeback for Lumineer. And on the weekend's features over in Perth, the Group 2 James Brennan Memorial was run and won, as well as 2 Group 2s at Melton and a Group 3 at Tabcorp Park, Menangle on Saturday night. That feature at Menangle going the way of Coco's Fella for Team Tritton at Melton. The two favourites won those two races. And over in Perth, Jimmy Johnston round back the clock there, our Jimmy Johnston out as an 11-year-old. So a few bits and pieces of news as well, Cozzy. But all in all, a great weekend of racing. And I'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place.
Good on you. Thanks, Brittany. Have a good day.
You too.
Brittany Graham joining us there on The Pace. It's a 10:45, Sky Sports Radio.